Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mark Babbitt is here. Mark is the CEO and founder of U-Turn, president of Search and Shift, co-founder of Forward Heroes, and author of A World Gone Social. And he's our good friend, Mark Babbitt. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here, as always, Mark. So, Mark, you are like me. You've been to town a couple of times. I know you were in business in 2008 and post-2008. When you see what's going on right now with the obviously now, with the way this thing has gone around the world, it is a pandemic. The numbers, the totally destructive numbers, like the mortality numbers, are still low. Relatively speaking, a few thousand compared to, say the Spanish influenza of 100 years ago, a big difference. But still, the thing is spread around the world in a way that's taken our breath away. What do you think? What's your perspective?
Well, Jim, I'm torn between taking appropriate precautions, which, of course, we all must do, and the panic and the greed that I'm seeing, both as a business owner, as a dad, and as a grandfather. I'm a little worried that the death toll is not going to be the biggest factor here. I'm worried that we're going to show our true colors in many ways, but I'm also, Jim, very hopeful that this, we've been struggling so much with polarizing personalities and nationalism and picking sides. I'm also very hopeful that this entire issue is going to bring us together finally.
Well, I hope you're right. I'm a little 10, 20 years ago, I would have said absolutely that'll happen in America. I wish I could be more like that. I wish I could feel stronger about that now than I do. But one of the things I've been trying to get across, Mark, is I'm not sure which I should be most afraid of, the pandemic or our response to the pandemic. And I think that's kind of what you were saying earlier. And one of the things that I do think that we have to pay attention to is it doesn't help to if anybody tries to have political gain from this, then I think that those are the people who will be revealed as not leaders on either side of the aisle. If you play politics with this, I think you'll pay for that one day. What do you think?
Agreed. I'm the one who just said we shouldn't choose sides, or we've been a victim of choosing sides. But there are two sides to this. There's the pandemic side, doing the right thing at the right time for the right people, and then there's the panic side.
Right.
And the panic side is definitely where I would put profiteering. And it's not just politics, Jim. The Wall Street Journal sent out a huge mass email and a social media blitz yesterday saying, you need us now more than more than ever, subscribe. Mm-hmm. And they're getting killed for it.
Yeah.
It's not the time for politics.
That's right.
Absolutely not the time for profiteering.
Well, and the media and the media, the rest of the electronic media, this is how they get rich and to be jerking us around. I saw a screen the other day on television, one of the networks. I could point them out, but I'm not going to because any one of them could have done this. The entire screen had a frame around it that said, coronavirus pandemic at the bottom, giant letters. And even when they went to a commercial, the commercial was inside that screen. I've never seen that before.
Jim, that is, Unfortunately, that is how they make their money, right?
So they're clickbait. We've become a clickbait. The media has become clickbait artists, and that's not leadership.
No, Jim, I would say that we've been doing that since about 2015, and it happens on television, it happens in the newspapers, or what's left of newspapers. It certainly happens on social and digital media. We're showing our true colors here, unfortunately. But I think it's going to balance out. And I, as you said, I believe people are going to finally get called out for their behaviors.
Yep.
And their willingness to cause panic and to incentivize rage and greed. And I believe the major networks in particular, especially our cable networks and our cable.coms, I think there's going to be a correction.
Well, and one of the things that I'd like to point out, I don't want to make this sound like I'm throwing the president a bone, but I do want to say that he is the president. I mean, that he is our president now. He's in charge of doing certain things. And I would say this, if this were Obama or Clinton or Bush, he's at that position to make some of these decisions. And you and I both know there are going to be mistakes made. And we have to realize that nothing is going to be perfect. And just because you don't like him, or if I didn't like Bush, or if I didn't like Obama, we have to realize that is not the big issue. How I feel about a politician is not the big issue. The big issue is, how do we solve this together, I think. What do you think?
Well, I think a certain morning in September, the world wasn't quite as polarized as it was now, but airplanes hit the Twin Towers in New York. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, it didn't matter what side of the aisle we sat in. We mm-hmm. were Americans. We were a country. And people did not necessarily believe in the leadership of the current administration then.
Right.
But even the biggest opponents politically rallied together, and that's the time for this. Now, I will say, the person in office, my goodness, sometimes he makes that so difficult, but we're going to get through this, but we're going to get through it together. We're not going to get through it by pointing fingers.
Well, I completely agree. The Mark, I need your website, please.
Let's go to U-Turn, YOUTERN.com.
Got to take a quick break. When we come back, Mark's going to talk to us about how to use social media to deal with this, with social distancing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.